and I just learned the best spell of all.
What's that?
Sleep.
Welcome back to My Alchemical Bromance. This is Eric Arneson, and I am recording a solo episode in the middle of Reed Canyon. It's a really warm day. I'm down by the creek. I'm mostly down here to experiment with what recording an episode sounds like out of doors with the furry hat. I finally got a furry hat for my portable recorder. And it's a little windy today, so if you hear wind, let me know. You should just hear the creek in the background, the Reed Canyon Creek or Spring Creek or Crystal Springs. I can't remember what it's called. My Alchemical Bromance has been doing really well. I want to thank all of our listeners. We've had a lot of really good support. A lot of it has been local, and some of it has been from far away, but the feedback has been generally positive, and when it hasn't been positive, it's been really helpful, so thank you very much. Please remember to contact us with your questions and suggestions and things you want to see on the podcast. So coming up, we've got some really cool episodes. We have guests covering everything from Thelema to Western esotericism to book publishing to child indoctrination into religion. It gets pretty good. One of the things that I've really loved about doing this so far is that it has allowed us to contact or at least meet a lot of people in the occult and esoteric community locally who are eager to share their stories or really eager to share like their experience. That's been really nice. We've got a lot of good support there. And we've also, one thing we haven't yet done, and I know, you know, when we first started the podcast, it was going to be kind of a beer podcast, and we are going to be getting back to that a little bit more in the future, but one of the things I'm really interested in finding are people who are brewers or beer experts who also have deeply spiritual or religious lives who would like to come and talk about how those two parts of their lives interact. That would be great. If you know anybody, recommend them to us. We would love to interview those people to sit down and have a beer with them and learn about their technique and that sort of stuff. Just recently, I came across somebody on Instagram who goes by the name Soror Zadkiel, and she has created a tarot deck, the Rota Tarot. It's a tarot deck that's sort of based on the BOTA designs, which are pretty close to Rider-Waite. It has pictures for all of the major arcana, and then the minor arcana are pips, but they're pretty substantial pips still. All of the aces, for instance, have really good symbolism on them. There's definitely some symbolism that I haven't completely figured out, sort of hidden within the pips themselves, just in the way the designs work out. And then when you get into the court cards, you see more interesting stuff. The other really cool thing about all of the pips is they all contain the titles, which I think are originally from the Golden Dawn. So for instance, the Ace of Pentacles is the root of the powers of Earth. And they also contain the Hebrew names of the Sephirot that they correspond to in the Tree of Life. So you can see that really quickly, which makes it kind of a really handy study deck. And then another thing that's incredible about this deck is the colors. It is like, it's like the bag of Skittles equivalent of a tarot deck. I don't want to say that in a bad way. It's as colorful as a bag of Skittles. It's like Uno in here. It's so colorful. The pentacles are this rich forest green. The swords are all yellow. The cups are blue, and the wands, of course, are red. But the major arcana are what really, really shine. Okay, the major arcana. Every card is a different color. And I believe Soror Zadkiel explained to me what the colors were. I wish I knew. I have not done the Bodo study course, and I know that there's a lot of stuff like color and music that gets corresponded with different Kabbalistic things, including the paths and the major arcana and that sort of thing, so I'm going to admit a little bit of ignorance there. So each card has some great artwork, the name of the card, the Golden Dawn or BOTA title, the number, and the Hebrew letter with which it corresponds. And there's just some great stuff hidden in here, including lots of things that are just going to take additional contemplation. You know, just looking at the Fool, for instance, you've got the Fool with his multicolored hat, and he carries a white rose, and there's a little dog yapping at his heel, he's following a butterfly, he has the discs on his tunic, like, Paul Foster Case talks about in his book on the Tarot Keys. And then the Magician, I really like. It has white lilies and red roses, which I think is really good symbolism. The Magician is raising a caduceus into the sky with white and red snakes, and has an Ouroboros for a belt. The white and red in this are potent alchemical symbolism, and I really like seeing that in the Magician card. That's a really neat thing. One thing that really struck me as I was just sort of flipping through the deck is the transition from the moon to the sun, both of which are surrounded by yods raining down. And as you're flipping through, it almost looks like, just for a second, it almost looks like one is sort of the reverse of the other, you know, where you've got, like, nighttime with a ton of yods, and then daytime with a ton of yods. But there's more than that, because you have just this great symbolism between the tame dog and the wild wolf howling at the moon, and then a young boy and a young girl dancing in front of the sun, and there's a lot of other really cool hidden symbolism in this. It's a neat deck. It's really pretty. The symbolism is pretty intense and pretty deep, and it's going to take a lot of study to get there. If you are a BOTA member or a BOTA fan, I think that this deck would be perfect for you. And even if you're just into the correspondence between tarot and Kabbalah, this is a great deck, not only for study, but for usage. I mean, just flipping through here at random, I came upon the Temperance card, which is one of my favorites, since it corresponds to one of the cardinal virtues. And the Temperance card is gorgeous and fascinating. It has... So Temperance it always features angel, I believe it's supposed to be Raphael, and in this one the angel has like a rainbow behind him, the solar disc in his forehead. Oh yeah, the Temperance angel is very androgynous, so when I say him, I don't mean literally him, it's angel him, it. Now, in the traditional Rider-Waite deck, and in a lot of decks based off of it, the Temperance Angel is pouring water from one pitcher into another. But in this, water is being poured directly into the water. And in the angel's other hand is a torch pointing downward, which immediately brings to mind the Devil, which is the card right after Temperance, which also has a downward pointing torch. Now that's cool. What does it mean? I don't know. That's for deeper contemplation. Some other stuff. The Death card has a depiction of Santa Muerte on it, which got Ginger Gandalf, Nate, really excited when he saw it. And it's got a little UFO, which I think is cool. It makes me think of the Invisibles. Yeah, there's just a lot of great stuff in here. It's a really good deck. A lot of deep symbolism, and you can tell that a lot of thought went into its construction. I'm really glad that Sora Tzadkiel lives really close. We'll definitely get her on the podcast to talk about this and other tarot stuff and other BOTA stuff. The conversations I've had with her so far have been pretty good. She's really damn smart. So that's my little quick review. I keep getting people passing through this place. I guess Reed Canyon on a Sunday gets a lot of foot traffic, which I should have realized, even though I feel like I'm kind of out of the way. So maybe I'll pick this up. Maybe it'll just be a really short, little, brief interim podcast. So thanks for listening. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us on the web at myalchemicalbromance.com. You can find us on Stitcher. You can find us on Podcast Addict. Please write a review. We need some people to write some reviews of our podcast so that we get better ratings and show up in search results and stuff. So if you're listening to this and you like us, write a review. And if you hate us, write a review. Heck, we'll take shitty reviews too. Doesn't matter to us. I mean, it does matter. We have really fragile self-esteems. But aside from that, thanks for listening. Catch us next time. And stay classy. That's it. Have a good day. I'm not going to be able to do that.